So, hi Denise.
Hi.
Welcome back to Providence Treatment Services.
Thanks.
I know this is your fifth week in treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was a little bit of a speed bump that we hit last week where we didn't see you, but I'm really glad that you're back here. I know that you're getting stabilized again on your opiate medication dose and that you've been here all week getting your doses.
Yeah.
And obviously you're here today to for your counseling appointment as well. So you're meeting all of your requirements this week. And I know you are aware of this prize system, contingency management system, we sometimes call it, that we've got here that rewards you for doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's your fifth week in treatment. And so, you know, I think that... This is the point where you would usually get like five draws from the prize bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rule that it's supposed to go back to zero or one when you have a week off. But I'm really glad that you came back in, and so I think probably in this case I'm going to make a special exception and say that you can have the five draws that you would have ordinarily had. So why don't I get the prize bowl out here, and you can again show me your palms, and your sleeves are up, I see that. And so why don't you take five draws out of there and see what you earned today.
Okay. All right, I got a small, two smalls, three smalls, four smalls, and five smalls.
Five smalls. Wow. Okay. Well, I promise there are some large ones in there. But I think for what that means today is that you get to choose five things off the prize list. And here's the prize list again. It's got the pictures and of all the items in there.
Wow.
Are there any things, since you've got so many choices today or so many of these to choose, are there things that you want from that list?
Yeah, maybe the toothpaste and the lotion sound nice. The calendar, could use that. Maybe the journal and the baseball cap.
Okay, well that's great that we've got so many things to offer. So here's your prize slip, and you can take this down the hall to the prize cabinet and let them know that you're getting five small prizes today.
Great.
I think you also know that I like to kind of do a little look ahead and think, just help kind of envision what the next few weeks can bring for you. And so so you got five prize draws today, and so if you keep coming and doing all of your dosing appointments and seeing me for your weekly counseling appointment, you'll get six draws next week.
Mm-hmm.
And the following week it'll be seven, and so on and so on. So it just keeps getting bigger as long as you keep coming to treatment. So here's that reminder card that I like to give out that just kind of reminds you of what this will be like next week. And of course it says that you'll get, if you come and continue your great efforts next week, that you'll get six prize draws.
Great.
Okay. So also like to check in and see how you feel about the selection of prizes we have on that list. Are there things maybe that aren't on that list that you think would be good things for the center to consider adding?
Yeah, maybe something like a backpack would be nice.
Okay. What might you use that for?
Well, I do want to go back to school and get my degree, so maybe I could use that for school.
Oh, okay. Like
get
carry
my
books and things?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Sounds like a great idea. Well, you know, I also like to talk to you a little bit at this point about the value of the prize system beyond just the prizes themselves. So I know that there was kind of a challenging situation last week. I hope that later in the session we talk about, you know, what led you to not be here. Maybe there's something we can learn from that. But I think the really important thing is that you came back in and... you know, I think that shows a lot of resilience on your part, and I just really appreciate that you're able to persist.
I'm glad to be back this week.
Good. And I, you mentioned school. I mean, I think it's important also to just to kind of reinforce the idea that what you're doing right now, coming back into treatment and making all of your dosing appointments, these are ways that you are putting together some abstinent time in terms of use of opioids, and that that is exactly what you want and need to be doing to get back to that goal of finishing that degree. So I think it's just great steps toward that, and just want to reinforce you continuing to do that good work.
Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. What led you to miss some time from the clinic here?
Well, I usually get a ride from my roommate, but they had to work, so I didn't have a ride here, and I didn't think I could find a different way.